We have to have a very fair assessment of this academic and intellectual icon of early Islam.
His impact is more pronounced in jurisprudence that he formalized.
And tens of thousands of statements and teachings have reached us from Al-Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam.
This is Dialogue, an introduction to the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. The program is Dialogue and I'm your host Mahdi. Today we want to talk about one of the great personalities in the history of Islam, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please stay tuned. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, was an incredibly prominent character in the history of the Muslims. He benefited humankind with his highly scientific achievements, many of which had never been seen before by humanity. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam's instructions in the acts of worship and transactions and his contribution in the field of legislation were amazing achievements that had not occurred before amongst the Muslim masses. And his eminence also had a positive and active share in the establishment of human culture and civilization. The sixth divinely appointed Imam, the son of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, an individual who was divinely appointed by the Almighty Allah, was known to have improved the general public lives of the people and the Muslims, and he was an individual, a divinely appointed Imam, a man from the household of the Holy Prophet, who enhanced human thoughts and discovered many of the secrets of this universe. Welcome back, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are humbly at your service speaking about the dialogues and the conversations of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. So, there is an interesting conversation that happens between two individuals, and it is regarding His Eminence, the sixth divinely appointed Imam. So we find that one of the great poets of the era, by the name of Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, somebody came and asked him about Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And so this great poet, Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, he says that I am completely amazed by the great position and status of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He said that he has such an admiring personality that it is truly difficult to express Imam al-Sadiq as he deserves, because all words of praise can never describe him, how he is, and how he deserves to be described. It's really interesting that some of the poems that were written and composed by Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak are very beautiful poems where he conveys the beliefs of the Shias about the holy Imams and how they are the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and they are the representatives of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, and even the fact how they are the true leaders of the Muslim Ummah. And so it's really beautiful, you know, to see these beautiful words of individuals regarding Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. You know, again, there is little information that we have, or at least we don't have knowledge about all of the information that is out there regarding the divinely appointed immaculate and infallible imams alayhim assalam. You know, we find that we have limited certain imams to very small instances of their lives. And, you know, really that seems to be a disservice to these imams. So Imam Sajjad alayhi salam is only known for his du'as, or Imam Hussein alayhi salam is only known for the event of Ashura in the land of Karbala. Imam Hassan alayhi salam is only known for the ceasefire peace treaty that occurred. And likely, you know, we find that Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, he is mostly known for his scientific aspects, his scientific expertise, his expertise in other sciences. So, you know, he's given a very academic type of visage and a very, you know, form of being an academic. When in reality, you know, we find that their personas, their personalities, their behaviors, all of these were incredibly magnificent, and they should definitely be spoken about more often. This is Dialogue, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. IRIB English Radio, our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir. And now let's listen to Sayyid Muhammad Jawad Al-Ghazwini.
Another beautiful teaching from Al-Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is the following hadith. Implementing this hadith gives you peace of mind, my dear brothers and sisters. It brings you rahat al-qalb. It removes stress from your life. The Imam alayhi salam states, "Ar-raghbatu fi dunya turithu al-ghamma wal-huzn." وَالزُّهْدَ فِي الدُّنْيَا رَاحَةُ الْقَلْبِ وَالْبَدَنِ. The Imam says, having expectations from this worldly dunya, from materialism, always pursuing this dunya, wanting this dunya, wanting money, wanting power, wanting this position, wanting attention, competition for attention. The Imam says this leads to sadness, to depression, to grief, because you can never get enough of this dunya. You reach this stage, you want more. You want more attention, you want more likes, you want more comments, you want more money, right? It doesn't stop. You buy 10,000 crypto, the market crashes, you keep buying more and more and more. It doesn't stop. We have that greed. This greed will generate depression in your heart. It will generate sadness in your heart. But the Imam says, the zuhd fi dunya, being indifferent to this world, cutting and severing unhealthy attachments with this world, this brings you rahat al-qalbi wal-badan, peace of mind, and it brings you a good body, a healthy body, because stress kills. One of the biggest reasons why people have heart attacks is stress. Stress kills a lot of people. Just like other things like smoking and cancer kills a lot of people. Stress is a big killer here in this country.
Thank you very much for listening to this episode of the program, Dialogue. For more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Until another episode, God bless you and fi amanillah.